Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
How can Joe Biden win this election when Trump is polling ahead of him in the swing states, Lee? He has to become Trump. And that apparently is the strategy at this time. Okay, so after Joe Biden, who has really conducted a public love affair with China.
Yeah.
And look, I get it. A real bromance. Look, and I understand. I mean, if China had illegally given my family $30 million, I'd love them too, okay? I get it. I get that that can change your perspective. And just because your son committed a felony by not registering as a foreign agent, and, you know, just because you laundered the money and didn't pay taxes on it, those are uncomfortable facts, doesn't mean you don't still love China for giving you the money. So here's just a sample of the Biden love affair with China.
China's a great nation, and we should hope for the continued expansion.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They're not bad folks, folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so on the campaign trail, he mocked Trump's, Chinese tariffs. How's that going?
So President Biden unveiling these new tariffs on $18 billion worth of Chinese imports, focusing on a few strategic industries. As we discussed yesterday, we're going to start with that 100% tariff on the EVs, as well as 25% tariff on EV batteries, 50% tariffs on solar cells, semiconductors, 25% on steel, aluminum, and large cranes, as well as some more tariffs on medical equipment, different types, even needles. Chinese officials responding, calling them hypocritical, which isn't surprising considering the billions of dollars of trade on the line between these two countries. Now, President Biden is calling this a smart approach, but he's actually keeping in place many of the broad-based tariffs from the Trump era that he has criticized. The president's actually building on the Trump tariffs, which U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai says are being expanded because they haven't done enough to curb China's bad behavior. The National Retail Federation's calling on Biden to repeal them, saying consumers are ultimately going to pay the price. Guys, I have to add here, all those visits by U.S. officials to China and Xi Jinping coming to San Francisco, I guess that didn't get the Biden administration anywhere.
And that's just the economic side of it.
Yeah. That's just the economic side of it. So incredibly, after trashing Trump's tariffs, he is now getting behind them. But it's all fake. It's all very fake, especially with the automobile industry, because he knows that China has now opened three big plants down in Mexico that are exempt from those tariffs, those 100% tariffs. So he's just saying that, hoping that people work in the auto manufacturing industry won't figure out their industry is about to get decimated in what Trump called correctly a bloodbath until it's too late. And he's already back in the presidency. So it's a sleight of hand. It's all very fake. But hey, they're trying to look like he's Trump. And they're doing this across a range of issues. And it's, you know what the message is? Hey, you can get Trump in office without actually voting for Trump.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because hopefully he'll be in prison. I mean, whoa, wasn't supposed to say that aloud. Yeah. So that's where we are today. Meanwhile, we have now concluded, it looks like we have now concluded the prosecution side of this. There, maybe there'll be something extra today. I don't know what it could possibly be. But anyway, without actually proving a crime, which is unbelievable. I'll let liberal law professor Jonathan Turley explain.
What I think was the most amazing thing today is that the prosecutor said that they will close their case after Cohen's testimony is done. There's only one problem. Nobody has established the elements of any crime. The government has not even stated or explained why listing these payments as legal expenses is not correct. They haven't put on any material evidence to support those elements. Most judges would be insulted for prosecutors to say, well, that's a wrap.
When you haven't even laid out your case.
Well, it makes you wonder why they haven't.
So, and it's incredible what's going on here if you really understand it. I mean, they took one expired misdemeanor crime, a crime that has already slipped mm-hmm. the statute of limitations, yep. too far old, too yep. old, yep. and turned it into 32 felonies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amazing process there.
Yeah, that is almost as difficult as turning a pumpkin into a carriage and going to the ball with the prince.
That's good.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. it is magic, and midnight has struck.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And
all
now
we're
it's
missing
just,
is the glass slipper.
Yes, we are missing the glass slipper, and it is a pumpkin again. So this is the thing. So the only way you can do that, okay, is you have to demonstrate that he made this business entry in his own records, okay? It's not like he's reporting this to the IRS or anything. In his own records to cover up a crime. So there's always been tremendous expectation. What would the crime be when we got to court? Because otherwise you don't have 32 felonies. You don't have any felonies. You don't even really have a misdemeanor because it's expired. So there's huge anticipation. What would the crime be? We don't know. What was the crime Trump was covering up? See, because you kind of need that to one, have a crime, and two, have a felony, never mind 32 felonies. So they closed the case, or they are closing the case, better way to put it, at least the prosecution side, and nobody knows. Now, normally the result of this would be a directed verdict by the judge. Like, dude, we don't even know what the crime is here. You haven't even laid out what the evidence for the crime is. You spent a lot of time having a lot of testimony that really wasn't related to anything. I'm going to give a directed verdict here. We're done. We're finished. We're not going to contribute. We're not going to finish this case. But
without ever making the basis for a case. So the judge is going to have this motion for a directed verdict. And I think any judge in good faith would grant that motion. If he sends this to the jury, he is sending a case to a jury where no crime has been stated, and even core factual issues remain very much in doubt.
Yeah, like what? There's no crime stated. So, yeah. And Turley flat out says that. Again, he's a liberal law yeah. professor.
I still cannot figure out not only what the crime was that brought to life this dead misdemeanor, I can't figure out what the government's arguing as to how this should have been denoted. If it wasn't a legal expense, what's the notation some accountant should have put in a ledger? None of us know because they just have shrugged. And that's what this case is. It's a shrug. And they expect the judge to do the same.
Justice shrugged?
Yeah. Oh, like Atlee shrugged.
Yeah.
Very good. That's a good book, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and that's where we are today. No crime laid out, but the mainstream media very much beginning to panic overnight because Republicans are starting to show up
yep.
and defend Trump, and ones that are highly ranked, like the Speaker.
Yeah, Speaker of the House has been there. You had, is it Corey Mills? That's
yeah.
the representative, and then Byron Donalds. And I believe Tim Scott's been there.
Two Republican attorneys general
yeah.
of two states.
Yeah.
This is what we need, especially when you have attorneys general, the Speaker of the House standing there. This is what scared the media overnight, Because, look, everybody who's guilty of a crime stands up there and says they didn't do it. Okay,
right.
I'm framed.
Right.
I didn't do it. But when you have people of that high caliber going, this is not only ridiculous, it's a travesty of justice. This is terrifying to the media. They've gone 15 months with a free ride, with everybody too afraid to stand up for Trump and stand out there and have that press conference.
And that's something that you alone and American media have been calling for quite some time.
I think it would have made a difference. I think it would have blunted this. I think we wouldn't have seen so many cases filed.
We may have seen none.
Yeah, maybe none.
If the Republican leadership from the Senate and the House and the Republican National Committee had for the entire time be pointing out the inconsistency, the hypocrisy, and the lack of evidence and the lack of any real crime of so many of these things that Trump is being brought up on. If there had been a backbone by the Republicans' leadership, none of this may have been happening. And I've got to credit you, Tara. You were a long time ago have been talking about how we hear nothing, radio silence from these Republican leaders when the candidate for the Republican Party was being attacked.
And look, before we ever got the mugshot, before he was ever indicted, this was announced.
Okay, yeah.
That was a 15-month period. Incredibly, think about this. Look at this from the Democrats' perspective. Mitch McConnell gave them permission to do this. Because he is this right now, one of the two highest elected leaders, the leader of the Republican in the Senate, has never condemned this one time. Not a tweet, not a press release, not a statement, nothing. Never mind the press conference I've wanted. Okay, let's jump over to Kevin McCarthy, his compatriot in the House till he was kicked out, as he should have been. Has Kevin McCarthy ever held a press conference to condemn this like we saw this week? No, he never did. Not one time. He did occasionally mention it when asked about it on Fox News. Democrats note all these things, okay? Mike Johnson's been in office for over 7 months. Has Mike ever done this? No. The Democrats, in fact, watched 2 weeks ago as he came into town, into New York, came to Columbia University, gave a silly little speech to cover up the fact that he just funded Hamas $9 billion, and then left, trashing the kids who are protesting for Hamas, which still boggles my mind since you just gave them $9 billion. You guys should be on the same side, but whatever. He came into town and never stopped by the trial. Democrats pay attention to all this. It's a permission slip. Keep going. Good. Attaboy. Take him out. So they began to panic last night because such highly credible people are showing up. And you saw that from your friends, Lee, at the Associated Press, who described this as an attack on the American justice system for Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, to stand out there and say, this is a sham trial. That's an attack, not the actual case itself is an attack.
No.
Meanwhile, since they were dressed
There's an environment right
similarly,
now
excuse me, since they were dressed similarly, Rachel Maddow was left on MSNBC to just making fun of their outfits. Anything to discredit Republicans finally sticking together here.
One thing that has changed in the Republican Party is that they're being in the tank for Donald Trump. Over the last 5 years has changed and become so much more tanked that they all now dress like him too.
Yes.
They were all wearing the exact same outfit. It was like they were Rockettes.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to talk about what they're saying.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to talk about what they're saying. That's the problem. Because it's true. So for the American people to see people of this caliber say he's not guilty, this is a show trial. This is what we need. He can't do it by himself.
No.
He can't. So.
And the fact that, you know, folks that are in positions of leadership show up in suits at a court case is not surprising.
I know. And men wear suits still for these kinds of things. And most of the time they wear a red tie, blue tie, green tie. It's not, I mean, that's not a strange thing.
You know, and no hoodies.
Yeah. Well, their men wear hoodies.
Well,
they carry baseball bats.
The Republicans, I'm talking about, no hoodies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was talking about
Not that there's anything wrong with hoodies in the right context and the appropriate place. But anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, Molly Hemingway, I'll let her wrap this up because she said this on Fox News and she's right.
Well, I just want to say you can't really be a potential VP contender if you don't take a strong position against this lawfare.
100%.
But I'm not sure if you can have a future in the Republican Party, period, if you're not speaking out against this. And again, it really shouldn't just be a partisan issue. Attacks on the courts, using the courts to go after political opponents, that destroys rule of law for everybody. And so it would be probably good if you saw some sober-minded individuals across the political spectrum speaking out against
And that's what the left would be saying if the positions were reversed.
Reversed.
Yeah.
Texter writes, hey, Tira, no glass slipper, but there was a crass stripper.
Oh, nicely
good.
Done.
I know. I need to hire this guy on the text line this morning.
Excellent.
Yeah, 71307. Send me some more of those. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, porn star Stormy Daniels and her husband. I was shocked by that. I had to click on it. You ever fall for clickbait? Like, dude, some guy married her? Gross. Anyway, I had to get a look at that guy, and I saw him. Yeah, he looks like he needs a shower, too. Anyway, they're saying they will move out of the country if Trump is not convicted. So it's last-minute bid to influence the jury. And you know what we learned last week or so? I was kind of perplexed by this in the beginning, really. I got to tell you, I mean, Democrats generally know what to do, right? This judge, Juan Merchan, he's a Democrat, okay? He donated to Joe Biden. Normally, they can be counted on to put their finger on the lever of justice or whatever the Democrats are trying to fix, right? To lie, scheme, cheat, whatever's needed at the time, right? Because they stick together. I didn't understand why they had to give his little girl $15 million. I didn't understand. Like, that seems like a lot. Like, what do they need him to do? Like, why would you? Fits a lot of money, right? And she's like 30 years old. She is the president of a consulting firm that raised $93 million for just two clients, Adam Schiff and the Democrat Senatorial Committee. And she did it doing fundraising asks and fundraising ads based around her daddy's trial, which is kind of illegal in the state of New York. We actually know what law this judge broke. It's the one that says you have to recuse yourself if your family members have any interest. So to fix that, he gagged Trump specifically from talking about his little girl. Now, here's what we know. She's the president of the company. She's only 30. She didn't even look 30. She looks 25. And the company was paid $15 million for this fundraising based on her daddy's trial that violates New York law. $15 million. What we don't know is how much his little girl took home and how much is sitting in his bank account right now. But what we do know after watching this week is why he had to be paid off to screw Trump, right? Which you would think normally would come natural for a Democrat, but he has had to beclown himself in the process of screwing Trump. He has to sit there while the number three from the Department of Justice, who suddenly wants to be a county prosecutor, okay, the number three highest prosecutorial position in the country. He's like, nah, I don't want that. I think I'll be a county prosecutor again. You know what a demotion that is? Yeah, well, because he's Joe Biden's guy. They had to set him in because Alvin Bragg couldn't argue this. It's too ridiculous. So this judge is beclowning himself. And the final payoff, again, we don't know how much money the judge got, but we got an idea what his family got. Again, with that business being paid $15 million, he, any judge worth his salt, would declare a directed verdict right now. Look, you haven't even told us what law he broke, much less proved your case here. Okay, you can't prove your case. We don't even know what the crime was. And he chucked the whole thing. So the money is for him to be clown himself, this judge, by not chucking the whole thing. And that is why Trump had to be gagged specifically by this judge from mentioning the judge's little girl. Can't talk about specifically my daughter. That's why. Why? Because if you could talk about her, you could talk about the law that the judge is breaking. Ironically, we know the law the judge is breaking. We have yet to figure out what law Trump is breaking.
Without ever making the basis for a case. So the judge is going to have this motion for a directed verdict. And I think any judge in good faith would grant that motion. If he sends this to the jury, he is sending a case to a jury where no crime has been stated, and even core factual issues remain very much in doubt.
Yeah, that's what the payoff to the little girl is for. That's what the $15 million is for right there. And that's about fair market price for that kind of, yeah. Well, here's Doug Schoen, a former federal prosecutor, explaining how it's actually the judge breaking the law here.
In this case, I believe it goes beyond the appearance. I believe under 22 New York Code of Rules and Regulations 100.2 that he must disqualify himself. That provides that if the judge has a relative to the fourth degree who has a substantial interest that could be affected by the proceeding, then he must recuse himself. And that's this case. The New York Post article is clear. This person, his daughter, held herself out as the digital persuasion director for Kamala Harris, now president of the company. He must disqualify himself.
By law. So, I mean, if we wanted to try him, we actually could. That's why Trump had to be gagged. And that was why it was so important for Republicans to come as close as they could to the courthouse and hold those press conferences, because they are not constrained by the gag order. So Mike Johnson was able to say this.
What we've got here is a partisan Democrat district attorney. We have a Biden donor judge, and we have an assistant DA who was recently a top official at the Department of Justice, Biden's DOJ, and recently received over $10,000 in payments from the Democratic National Committee. The star witness here is Michael Cohen. I just listened to a few moments of his testimony this morning, and it is consistent with what he's already done. This is a man who is clearly on a mission for personal revenge, and who is...
That's a mess. Well, guys, you've heard of menopause, right? You got a pretty good idea of what that is. Well, ladies, is your man going through man-opause? Highly relevant today in our culture of soy boys. Never forget the BuzzFeed journalists who decided to do a testosterone test. It was all three of them. Found out they were grown men in their 20s, the healthy testosterone level of 12-year-old boys who are kind of transitioning through puberty. And look at them. They look like little birdie men. There's a lot of things in our food that will decrease your testosterone. Being overweight, it will cause your body to excrete hormones that are estrogen-based. The fat does that. So in today's world, for a man to remain a man's man is actually a challenge. It involves managing your diet and doing other things. What can happen to you as you lose testosterone, which is largely aided by so many things, in the modern world, by our diet, by things like that? Well, doctors are now drawing attention to what they call the silent epidemic of manopause, not menopause, manopause. It's low testosterone levels, and it's deadly. They found that men who have hormone levels below normal limits had up to a 10% higher chance of dying from any cause compared to men who are in normal range in any given year. So that's huge. The hormones keep muscle strong. They lower fat. That means lower in terms like the cravings, food cravings. Other diseases associated with it, falls, injuries, loss of muscle mass. Manopause, they're saying, is a silent epidemic, and it affects men with low testosterone or lower testosterone than you should have. Some of the symptoms: depression, anxiety, rapid weight gain, erectile dysfunction. They say you need to treat this as a disease. You need to find out if that's you. This was the largest study so far, 24,000 men. And they're saying the normal range of testosterone in men is 300 to 1,000 nanograms per deciliter. Researchers found men with less than 213 nanograms per deciliter of testosterone had higher risk for all-cause mortality, and men with less than 153 had an increased risk of dying from heart disease. So they're beginning to find this link between testosterone and heart disease. So this is a real health issue. It's worth getting checked out, and definitely something that you shouldn't be embarrassed to get checked out. The study published in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine found men with testosterone levels of 244 or lower had up to a 9% higher chance of dying from any cause in any given year compared to men in the study with levels ranging from 340 to 706. And for men with low T, they had up to a 32% higher chance of dying from cardiovascular disease compared to other men included in the study. So it also led to poor sleep, irritability, like I said, depression, low energy. So all symptoms, if you're having them or if you're managed, maybe you need to talk to him about, hey, just get your testosterone level checked. And, you know, see if that could be a problem. It's actually not uncommon for men to have lower than healthy levels of a testosterone in our society, especially as they age. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. Texture rates. Sarah, I am 56 years old, been a weightlifter all my life. We have known this info for years. I've been on test for years. I feel great. See, that's awesome. That should be the attitude that we should have talking about this. Texture rates. Hey, Tara, testosterone levels have been dropping for 50 years. It's the plastics. Yeah, there are a lot of testosterone defeating chemicals in plastics. Texter writes, men have been chemically castrated with the food. Another texter writes, there are treatments for low T. Men over 30 should have blood work done and their levels checked. Yeah, and I think this is great. And I thought I mentioned it because I have a majority male audience. And, you know, we talk about menopause stuff in our society. Doctors do. But this menopause, that people don't talk about it. Not like this. So just a good thing to go ahead and get it checked. Go ahead and get checked out. Okay. Meanwhile, FBI warning that the odds of being assaulted in our society, law enforcement seeing the highest level of assaults in 10 years as criminals are emboldened. Yeah, even as the FBI also tries to tell us crime is down. Never mind that in 21 and 22, they changed the way it's recorded, and a lot of the big blue cities stopped submitting their crime levels. That's how they fix things. So, as the crime rate soars across every large American city, so is something else. The number of police officers and other law enforcement officials being assaulted by criminals is also skyrocketing. According to data from the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting Program, there were a staggering 79,091 law enforcement officers assaulted in the last year. That's the highest number reported for a single year in the past 10 years. So you know what? You're getting uppity out there. The Democrats have telegraphed that it's okay to beat a cop. It's okay to beat a cop, even if you're an illegal immigrant. And cops are taking a beating because of it. We'll be right back. In authoritarian regimes, from Cuba to the USSR, one of the things that happens to you is if you embarrass the regime, if you embarrass their leader, they'll prosecute you. They'll put you through a show trial. I've been saying for years, if the Republicans didn't speak up, and it's been, it's not years, but it's 15 months now, about what's happening to Trump, the show trial would become the solution to every problem the Democrats have, just as it is in left-wing authoritarian regimes. And you're watching that, folks. This is what really, really scares me. And I've been talking about how the price of not standing up to them is so high that we might as well pay it. I get why Republicans have been afraid to hold a press conference defending Trump. Because if it's one or two or three of them that have done it, they're all going to be brutalized by the FBI. They're going to be brutalized by the Department of Injustice. They need to go as a pack, 20, 30, 40. They can't indict all of them. Or a time is going to come when Republicans are automatically indicted if they're popular in the districts they're running in. And we don't want to live through that. It's easier now to come forward. Now, well, we're seeing this in this letter today. The Democrats who've written to Joe Biden, they want him to take executive action to lower food prices. And they specifically say that they use the term in the letter, which was signed by over 30 Democrats, prosecute. They want the Department of Injustice to prosecute CEOs, food companies who have, in their opinion, raised prices too much during inflation. And they are blaming them for inflation. This is a letter that was actually put out by Elizabeth Warren. And it's designed to make you think that, this inflation wasn't caused by Democrats. It was just, it's just like a thing that happened because crooked CEOs. But this is the part that scares me. The letter amassed 40 Democrat signatories. She wrote it. They acknowledge Americans are facing sky-high food prices, but they say it's caused by excessive price gouging by food and grocery giants. And they asked Biden to direct his administration's Department of Injustice to prosecute, they want a show trial, prosecute actors in the agriculture and food sectors for price fixing and other anti-competitive behavior. Never mind, the price of food is up 30% on average across the board. Now, they know they did this. Democrats know they did this. They know because inflation was a choice for them. They chose it. Remember, if you're new to the show, I got to keep playing. This is when Democrat Jim Clyburn was number two in Democrat leadership in the House, oversaw the passage of the American Rescue Act, where for the first time ever in human history, $1 trillion was printed in 4 months. I said before it passed, you cannot do this. You're going to get sky high inflation. I was listening to Larry Summers and I was right. And the Democrats knew it. This wasn't a mistake. They wanted the inflation. They knew the spending would cause it. They did it anyway. And now they want to prosecute criminally CEOs and other leaders of these companies. This is Soviet, folks. And it should scare you and me that the first reflexive action now of Democrats, when they encounter any resistance, call the FBI, call the DOJ, call them in. Here's Jim Clyburn back in 2021 and 2022 saying, we knew we were causing inflation. We didn't care.
Well, let me make it very clear. All of us are concerned about these rising costs. And all of us knew this would be the case when we put in place this recovery program. Anytime you put more money into the economy, prices tend to rise.
Here's the second interview where he underlined it. We did this on purpose.
You start putting money out the way we did with the Rescue Act, are you going to fan inflation? It just, that I know, that's elementary.
He went on to say that the Democrats believed that people would just get used to it. I mean, they'd be a little upset at first about not being able to afford food and stuff, but they'd be fine with it eventually. They'd just get used to it. Democrats today asked Biden to direct his administration's Department of Justice to prosecute actors in the agriculture and food sectors for price fixing and other anti-competitive behavior. Our letter is about pointing out areas that exist in the law but have long been underused. Here's a better idea. Ask this question to the Democrats. Why didn't this happen under Trump? Right? I mean, if they're just crooked price fixers, why don't we have 30% inflation under Trump? Why was Trump able to leave us historically low inflation of 1.4%? Usually 1.7, 1.8 is considered fine. And if for some reason these bad actors did not price fix under Trump and thus need to be prosecuted, well, why don't we just put Trump back in? And they'll stop, right? They'll all stop. They'll just stop fixing prices. I don't know what it was about Trump being in office, but they didn't fix prices back under Trump. And then you don't have to prosecute anybody, right? So White House spokesperson Jeremy Edwards said in a statement to Fox News, it is an outrage that large corporations refuse to pass savings for staples like eggs, milk, and fish on to their customers. So they're going to try to put them in prison. You think they'll have, I wonder if they could get this done before the election, some sort of show trial thing. They're going to find some executive who donated to Republicans and haul them in. You wait. You wait. And you know what? This is going to be how our society works. Embarrass the Democrats, or if they're embarrassed about something, they just find somebody to prosecute, the kangaroo court. You just wait. It's coming.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.